Yeah, my name is Nick Varner, and I'm 8-time world champion and a member of the BCA Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and my name is Darren Appleton. I'm the current world number one and the current world 9-ball champion.
So tonight, you guys are going to show off your stuff at the Pocket. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to have a really fantastic time tonight at the Pocket. We start at 7:30 tonight, and we got a fun-filled program. Darren, he usually starts out, and he runs a rack of 8-ball and 9-ball and shows you a little bit of he kind of runs the rack and thinks out loud, shows you what a pro thinks about when he's actually playing a game, and people love that. And then that, we give people a chance to question and answer session where they can ask us anything about the game. And that turns out to be a lot of fun because it usually leads to some stories. You never know where that's going to take you. And then I usually then do about a 45-minute show of trick and fancy shots. That's stuff that's like magic on the pool table where you make 3 balls in one shot, 6 balls in one shot. And the balls just disappear off the table. So and then we give the players and a chance to play some challenge games of scotch doubles. Usually we have a drawing, and like one player plays with Darren and the other player plays with me, and so
it's a little intimidating.
So it's kind of fun.
That's awesome. Do you let them win? Do you let them get a couple? Or
well, one of them's going to win because one plays with Darren and one plays with me. So Darren and I kind of compete against each other. We kind of get where Team Varner usually wins.
Yeah, we're like sort of praying like to get the best partner. So we're like looking at that draw really closely.
That's awesome. And word is, if when you're doing your tricks, and people can actually participate. Is that true?
There's some audience participation. Yeah, if you come down there, I got a shot that'd be just perfect for you.
I don't know exactly what that means, but
you'll have to come and find out.
Is it in the liquid form? Because
I'm down with those shots. We'll buy you a drink if you come down.
All right, sweet. And speaking of that, 21 are up over the Pocket tonight. Pocket, of course, really close to the station. We can walk over there. Corner of Kimberly and Locust, right here in Twin Falls. So have you two ever played against each other in your own home?
Just like obviously for fun, but we never competed against each other in a tournament. Because I didn't really come on the scene until about 5 years ago, where Nick was on the scene in from like the 70s till the late 90s. So I just missed him, which was good for me.
Lucky guy.
Okay. Lots of respect in here. All right, I like it. I'm horrible at math. I'm not that bad at pool, though. I'm not as good as you guys, of course. But when you're playing pool, I would assume there's some geometry involved or some sort of math. Is that true? You guys think about that stuff when you're playing? Or?
Well, there's a lot of angles, especially when you get to the bank shots and some of the 2-3 rail shots. There's a lot of geometry there and stuff. But
gotta brush up on that. Okay. When did you start playing pool?
I started when I was 5 years old. My dad bought a billiard room in southern Indiana, not too far, about 10 miles from where I live today in Owensboro, Kentucky. And then I just liked it right off the reel. I was fascinated by it. And then I played it off and on when I was growing up. And so
Cool. 5 years old.
I played
it
my whole life. Didn't know I was going to do that.
Wow. What about you, Darren? When did you start playing?
Yeah, obviously I started I did like try it when I was younger, maybe like 9, 10 years old, but sort of fell away from it after that, and then I started playing again when I was about 15, and then when I got to 16, I thought, oh, maybe I could do this for a living after school.
That's
and then
awesome.
I started to spend a lot of time in the pool rooms and playing the local leagues, and then by the time I was 19, I turned pro, and I've been doing it ever since.
Have you ever had a real job?
Yeah, I worked in a warehouse for a couple of years, but
they're horrible, right?
Today is the earliest I've woke up in about 20 years.
Oh, really? Well, thank you very much.
And I'm thinking, when I got in the car and it was really cold, I'm thinking, I don't think this is for me. Just to wake up so early in the morning and be really cold. So it made me really realize that I'm really lucky to be doing what I'm doing.
Definitely. There's probably people listening that are, you know, pretty decent at pool. Maybe they want to do what you guys do. Any advice?
Yeah, you better practice hard.
Practice.
Yeah, and develop good fundamentals. That helps you improve at a faster pace.
Cool. And you can see lots of that tonight over at the Pocket. 21 are up to go, and all the info online, 983thesnake.com. Be a part of the tricks, and this just sounds so much fun. So check them out. Any other, you guys want to say hi to Mom or anything? Because she could be listening. She can listen online.
Hello to my wife. Hi, Tony.
All right, smooth. Good man. All right, well, check them out tonight. And full details, of course, online, 983thesnake.com. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.